This is a CGI scene podcast. My name is Marion Cremoni and I am nephrologist at the Nice University Hospital in France. I will present the results of a study we conducted testing the association between toxic occupational exposures and membranous nephropathy. Membranous nephropathy is a rare autoimmune kidney disease preferentially affecting men over 50 years. Its increasing prevalence in industrialized countries are for the involvement of an environmental factor in the development of the disease. We question whether membranous nephropathy patients were more frequently exposed to certain occupational toxins. Both, we conducted an observational epidemiological study in which we compared occupations and occupational toxic substances of 100 membranous nephropathy patients with those of two large cohorts of French workers for whom data are publicly available. A cohort of more than 26 million individuals that provided data on occupations by age and sex, and a second cohort of 26,500 individuals that provided toxic occupational exposures. We also compared the clinical and biological characteristics of patients exposed to certain toxic substances with those of unexposed patients. Toxic occupational exposures were determined using a semi-guided questionnaire by an occupational physician during an individual interview. Our study both shows that patients with membranous nephropathy worked more frequently in the construction sector regardless of their age and sex than the general population of French workers. They were also more often exposed to certain toxic substances such as organic solvents, asbestos, and lead. When the clinical characteristics of exposed and unexposed patients were studied, we found that patients exposed to organic solvents and asbestos were more often men. In the subgroup of unexposed patients, we did not observe the male predominance classically found in this disease, but a balanced sex ratio. Concerning the biological characteristics of these patients, we highlighted that patients with an epitope spreading of PLA2O1 were more frequently exposed to organic solvents and asbestos. Overall, in our cohorts, membranous nephropathy patients were more frequently exposed to certain occupational toxic substances such as asbestos and organic solvents than the general population. These occupational toxic exposures were more frequent in men and in patients with epitope spreading of PLA2O1. We thank CGICN, its editors and reviewers for allowing us to present these results.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.